This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail. Till Tim and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor, send you. We out here. Peace. Yeah.
What you gonna do when shit hits the fan? Are you gonna stand and fight like a man? Will you be as hard as you say you are? Or you gonna run and go get your
yo, 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 it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast. We're coming at you episode 79. This is Mini Trucking Monday. But, Mike, we're out here at the 13th annual Orlando Memorial Cruise, man. We're remembering a lot of the fallen mini truckers and people of our scene. It's a great time, but we got Miggity Mike, the mayor, in the house. What's going down?
Jay, another beautiful day. I remember this time last year, it absolutely monsooned. So this year has been really nice because it's a clear sky. I ain't going to lie, it's hot as shit out here, but that's all right. It's not raining, and everybody out here, the parking lot is full. Mini trucks, shit, we got them new, old. There's cars, trucks, lowriders, you name it. It is out here, and everybody's having a damn good time, brother.
It's a beautiful night. I am stoked, one, it didn't rain. Two, great turnout. Saw Dave from Acrophobia earlier. He brought out Crew Cut, the Battleac, the Don, aka the Don, the Escalade, and then of course he's got the newer Dually. So we got a chance to see that. As you mentioned, there's a ton of stuff like Datsun, Chevys, cars, old school lowriders. Man, it's a pretty cool feel.
Absolutely, and actually, you talk about the Don. The Don is sold, brother. The guy drove down here from Philadelphia, and he is driving the Don back to Philadelphia tonight after the cruising.
Diggity Don Juan, man. Hey, that's crazy. What was cool is we shared a photo yesterday, we'll say later last week, and the question somebody posted up was, hey, it's a pretty cool setup, but I thought the Don sold, a.k.a. Battleac, and he did say, yeah, it sold, but he basically got all three of the vehicles together because he was still the owner, and he took a pretty epic photo. And then I talked to Dave earlier. He said that he did a photo shoot, which we'll share some of those photos. He had Mach 1 come and do some rolling shots of both of his rigs. Pretty cool, man, to see that in Florida here at Ace Cafe Orlando.
Absolutely, and that damn Crew Cut, man, it is one sweet-ass ride. And like you said, man, it is really cool to see that damn thing actually here in Florida, the state of Florida. And that truck's been around for a long time. And to see its battle wounds, and it's back from the grave, you could say. And damn, it looks good sitting over there underneath the lights.
It definitely does. The other good thing about coming out to this show is we get to see a lot of our friends we haven't seen in a while. I saw Paul from RA. Down, one of the down south guys. What a good dude he is. Chopped it up with a little bit about, he's got that old school Dodge. He's got a Chevy 3500 that I think Jimmy at Jimmy's Rod and Customs rebagged, I think, the rear of it, if I remember correctly. Or maybe I'm thinking of Fester's Suburban. But, you know, all those guys are connected. They're all good people. Speaking of Jimmy Graham, the man, the myth, the legend. You know, Jimmy, he's a lot like this interview that you're going to hear on the next episode, 80, from Cary Iacino. Both humble dudes, hard workers, keep their nose down, no trouble. They just work, man. And I tell you what, Jimmy usually won't even take time off to come to a little local show like this, but he knows he's got to tip his cap and take a break, man. And, you know, I'm glad that he did because we got a chance to slap hands earlier.
Oh, we definitely got to slap hands with him. And but I tell you what, the man will not get on the mic and tell us a few stories, man. Talk a little bit about his builds. The man can build a truck, but damn it, he is afraid to put a mic in his hand and talk on it. That's for damn sure, Jay.
I wouldn't call it afraid, but you know what? He's a lot like you're going to hear from Cary. You know, these guys, they really don't want the recognition. It took Jimmy a while just to even get on social media. But I tell you, if you're not following Jimmy's Rod N, the letter N, Customs altogether, you're missing out. Those frames that he's building over there, man, it's like Skittles, dude. We've got the homie here in just a moment. We're going to have Mr. White Trash from No Regrets Car Club on in a moment to talk about the Titan that he is cruising around like a boss. Also, I saw the Suburban down there that we saw at a, that I saw at a local cruise over in the Clearwater area. I forget if it was a 55, but it's a beautiful truck. There's a wide range of vehicles here. I met up with the one homies from Orlando over here. He's into like the newer town cars, the Lincolns. Saw Josh Wheeler. His homie has a badass Hudson that we'll be sharing some photos. Josh has a red Bel Air four-door laid out, rendered by Thor. Mr. Jake Meadows is here. Man, so many good people. I know your homie Big John. You, speaking of baller, you rolled in with Big John Lopez.
Yes, sir. The whole Aftermath crew, a bunch of good guys, and they come and they roll deep, man. They all got together, met at the hotel where they're all staying at, and they all rolled in together, and it looked good. It looked real good showing up in here, and they all sound good too. It's been some good looking. It's a good looking lineup, that's for damn sure. And I tell you what, seeing our boy Josh Miller over here, and he's got his buddy from Profab, and really excited about what those guys are doing over there at Profab. And he's right over here, Jay in the black shirt. That's the man behind Mr. Profab over there, and he is getting that four door. Special coming out here real soon. So Mr. Josh Miller is going to have him a four-door S10 here real soon.
I heard it's going from the genetically altered watermelons that we know now as seedless. Yes, they had to genetically alter things to make your watermelon experience better. I heard he might be adding seeds back into it, but that could just be rumor mill. You know what I mean?
Well, I tell you one thing. He had to get a new logo. So I'm curious to see what this new logo looks like.
You know it. So many, you know, good guys out here. Some of the Severed Florida guys rolled deep from Jacksonville, which was badass. We're also standing in front of Danny's two-door Tahoe from Negative Camber. So we also saw Jay Church's awesome Cadillac out here. I think it's Jay's wife's technically, but, you know, they're good people. You got a C30 over here that I was scoping out that has a come-in swap. You got some lifted rigs. And a good mix. A lot of mini trucks, man. Minis are still rolling deep. We got the homie Matt in the house.
Say something, Matt. And, Say something, Airhead Nation.
Yo, love Airhead Nation. OLP for life, baby.
Yes, sir. Hey, Matt, what's your Instagram name if you know it?
Dragon407.
Dragon407. What's the 407?
Where I live here in Orlando.
O-Town?
Yeah, rep it.
Rep. All right, man. We appreciate you, brother. You're rocking that all-time low mag.
Are you low enough?
Which was Doug Berkmeyer actually did the artwork on that. But hey, you just missed out. I was just talking about science. We were talking about, do you know watermelons without seeds are genetically altered for our eating experience? 100%. The story that we understand is we're ungenetically altering to put seeds back into seedless.
No, fuck that. No, seeds, we don't need seeds. Seedless 4.0 coming out soon. About the fucking pop.
Was that 4.0?
4.0.
And 4, like, has a special number,
yeah,
I heard.
Yeah, 4 doors for more whores.
Yeah, man.
That's
hashtag.
What it is.
Now, do you know, I have the hashtag, more doors, more, 5 underscores. Wait, W-H-O-R-E, 6 underscores. So, you know, I didn't want to offend anyone, but I know that that rhymes, so
no,
there's a cool scheme.
I like that. All
so,
right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Bad.
Tell us a little bit about where it's at.
Oh, okay.
Give us a little background.
Yeah, so the truck's at Profab, Ryan Spin, at Popka, Florida right now, dude. He's fucking doing his thing. He's building some badass shit right now. He's doing, you know, a C10, my truck, a Navigator. He's doing a bunch of shit right now. He's building my truck up the way I want it right now. And
He's a hustler.
He's doing what I want to do with it. He's making my fucking dream come true with what I wanted the truck, you know. It's funny, on the way back from LST, I took Sealand to LST. I wanted to make it a four door, and I called him up literally on the way back from LST that Sunday and says, "Hey, are you want to do this project?" And he's like, "Hell yeah." So long story short, we got it up there. We broke it down. I drove it from my house to his house, which is, you know, 3 hours, no big deal. But literally in 3 hours, it was torn apart down to the frame. And, you know, I posted it on Instagram, and everybody's going crazy over it because, you know, you went from fucking cover to nothing, dude. You know,
yep.
It broke down, so it was fucking badass.
Well, I'm going to sound really old right now, but the moral of the story, mini truckers, You go to shows. You get motivated. You
get
take your stuff.
Inspired.
Now, listen, I know we don't all take our stuff to every show, but you go to shows. I mean, Miller, you even roll with Big Juice when you don't have the truck.
Yep.
You guys are a tight clique, and you get motivated. And on the way home, you're making freaking deals.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, your truck's apart. And you know what? I commend you because a lot of people, even me, man, I have a hard time once the project gets going. I have a hard time, you know, keeping it going. But you know what? You keep the pedal stomped, and that truck is going to be back together soon, man. I got nothing but love for you, brother.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait, dude. We're hoping to have it at Slam Fest. You know, not painted yet, but we're hoping to have it at, you know, at Slam Fest and all that kind of stuff. And then I'll have to paint after that. But, you know, we're hoping to debut it at either LST or Battle of Mama. So hopefully we'll fucking, you know, have it there, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, you get, like you said, you get motivated. You want to make some changes, and that's what it was.
I always want to give props to RA because I tell you what, and I've said this before, for those scoring at home, you know this. You guys have some of the baddest logos, in my opinion. I love the themes.
Oh, yeah.
I love that there's really, in the club, there's no restriction as far as the limits that you guys will take. I've seen many different logos that are just killer. I know your new one's going to be badass, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. One more time, give us your Instagram handle, homie.
Instagram, Relax Miller.
M-I-L-L-E-R in the house.
In the house.
Stop Papa John's. It's Miller in the house, dude.
Yeah, and make sure you follow fucking Ryan at ProFab Florida. ProFab Florida on Instagram. ProFab Florida on fucking Facebook. He's fucking doing badass shit right now, dude. Up and coming. He's fucking doing his thing, bro.
We got nothing but love for him, man. Well, Miller, thank you for your time.
Hell yeah, man.
I know we're going to go chop it up with the homie with the Nissan Titan here in a minute. And we're just going to keep kind of going, Mike. It's always good to slap hands with the homies in the scene and, you know, just have a good time on a beautiful Florida evening, even though it's the summer of 2018. It might be hot out, but we're enjoying this, man. It's a little bit of a reprieve from these hot-ass summer days. So as I mentioned, we've got Alex Zurcher. Now, one of my favorite movies, Clerks, there's a scene where they go. The guy goes, Berserker. So I'm thinking his nickname might be Berserker. But, hey, in all seriousness, man, we always like to have a little bit of fun, man. We just kick it like we're in the garage. And, Alex, we've seen on Instagram, which we'll give out your handle here in a few minutes, you got this Nissan Titan. You're balling the scene right now. And, you know, you're a good dude, man. No Regrets Car Club. Tell us just a little bit about this truck and maybe how it came together.
Well, it all started with me going to the dealership to buy a 2015. Yep. Am I allowed to curse on here? Is that okay?
Just hold it a little closer. The closer, the better.
And Jimmy kept calling me a bitch as I was looking at this 2015, and he pressured me into buying this brand-new truck and laying it on the ground. So, yeah, now it's fucking ugly, but that's how we ended up here. So, and then he kept going with the billets and everything else, and just call me a bitch. That's how you build something like this. It's incredible.
You're funny, Alex. Ernie and some of the No Regrets guys, they always razz us. We always do that. Hashtag No Regrets CC for No Regrets Car Club. Last I checked, man, it was something like over 10,000 hashtags. This thing has gotten a lot of love. It just seems like a month ago or so, maybe 6 weeks, that you got this thing back?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So you know, you go to the shop, you've seen it, you've seen them. They went and got ice cream one day, right? If you're following Jimmy's, you know they love their ice cream because it's hot.
Love it.
And what was the feeling like? Did you go pick it up there, or did they bring it to your house? How does that work?
Yeah, no, I went and picked it up. Jimmy and them drove it for, well, Jimmy and Tim. Let's not leave Tim out of this. Tim never gets any fucking love. Let's
Yeah,
give
Tim.
Tim some gas.
Yeah, drop dime, I think it is,
yes,
on Instagram.
Yes, sir. Let's give Tim some love. And, yeah, they take it for ice cream. That's what they do when they finish a truck. It's an ice cream getter at that point. And, yeah, that's essentially what they do with it.
No doubt about it. So, when I think of the truck, I see a crew cab truck, brand new truck, billets, badass chassis. You've seen the photos. We'll share some of them. Tell us, what's the feeling like when you leave the shop and you're kind of headed home? You're going to park this thing in your driveway. I mean, you got the AC on blast? You got the windows down? Like, what's the feeling?
Oh, no, AC's on.
yeah, we're in Florida.
If you have the AC, you roll with it. And the windows don't go down. We leave them up. That's for certain. Absolutely incredible feeling. Jimmy's one of the greatest builders in, as I would say, the States, but maybe even the world. The dude's just solid, you know.
You got AccuAir, Viair, you got all the dressings.
Sir. Yep. I didn't do the AccuAir controller. I just did switches just to keep the interior looking factory.
Yep.
But outside of that, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it is exactly what it is. Jimmy built it. It's solid. It rides like a dream. Anybody that's ever ridden in a bag truck, they know what they ride like. It's not what this does. It's absolutely incredible.
It's a dream, right? Last couple things. Give us an idea that the license plate and how that ties into your Instagram name.
White trash. Well, it is what it is, you know. People have been calling me that all my life, so shoe fits, fucking lace it up and wear it.
It's like you're rocking them J's, dude. But in all seriousness, man, besides Jimmy, was there anyone else you wanted to thank that maybe helped a little bit? And Tim, of course.
Yeah, most definitely. Robert came through and did some of the paint work on the truck, the bumpers and the grill and stuff to make it look the way it does, because in 2017 they didn't offer the painted bumper grill option. It was all chrome, and I'm not a fan. Marshall over at Bullet Liner did the bed liner for it. Zach with the Louisiana chapter came through on the wheels and hooked it up with Intro to get that done. Hate leaving people out here, man. I feel like I'm missing some people, but if I forgot
you,
I definitely apologize. I'm on the spot here.
So basically what I'm kind of hearing is a family affair. No regrets. You guys rolled deep. We appreciate you taking a little bit of time. Listen, man, enjoy this truck. It's sick. And thank you for taking a moment, man. No regrets. You guys are killing it, bro.
Hey, you know what? This car club, it's not like anybody else. I go anywhere in the States, anywhere. These guys put you up, they hang out, everybody treats you like they've known you for years, even if you just met them, you know?
You know what they say, forget about it. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yes, hey, sir. Thanks. You did great, brother. Keep it up, man.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Salute.
Yes, sir.
So, Mike, it was pretty cool. Pretty cool hearing from Alex Zercher. I guess I'm going to have to say it like that. You know, I'm a Clorox fan.
Well, it sounds like every time you say it that way, you actually say it right. So, yes, let's keep saying it that way.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man. So what we're going to do is we're going to walk around just a little bit and find our next victim. As I mentioned, the good thing about the show, it stayed dry. This Hudson here, I slapped hands with the homie of the owner, but check it out. It's a four-door. The guy just recently painted the motor. It's an older Chevy 350. Mike, tell me how, man, this thing looks awesome for a four-door.
Dude, this thing is badass. And what's really cool about it is this bitch is sitting on the ground. And you do not see too many Hudsons laid out on the damn ground, and this thing is badass, dude. And I love the gun in the back, his setup, his display. He's got kickers, and obviously the guy's a vet, and because he's got, looks like he's got his Dead of the Storm gun back here in the back of it.
It's got a lock on it and stuff. It's pretty cool. What I also like about it is, you know, it's got a beautiful color. All the chrome and stainless is redone. You know, it looks polished. It looks clean. It's on the ground, as Mike said. He's got some LEDs that illuminate the engine bay and inside the car because there's a lot of detail. You know, Josh Wheeler knows the guy, and when we talked to Josh Wheeler, Tramp Hammer, he he told me a little bit about it. But there's no doubt, man. You see a car like this. The cool thing is, Mike, and I've been telling friends this a long time. There's plenty of vehicles you can buy out there for a decent price, even if it's a four door, it's a two door, it's a truck, it's a car. You put $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 in it. You're on the ground, you're cruising, you're tickling them switches, as Ice-T says in one of his songs, man. And, man, hey, that's what life's about.
Hey, like they all say, man, everything looks better laying on the damn ground.
Yes, sir.
And
so,
this thing is definitely laying on the ground, and it definitely looks damn good.
And anyone that says that wide white walls aren't the shit, dude, I mean, I don't know what they're into.
Well, this damn thing's definitely got some damn white walls. And the back, you can barely even see the damn things. But he's got colored matched up everything on this damn thing, and it's definitely sweet. That's for damn sure.
It's in the house. Well, the other truck, before we go look at Shulman's real quick, the rig, I wanted to mention, and I did earlier, we had this really badass Suburban. There's a company in Florida that does some really high-end work, and I didn't realize that until I saw this at a local cruise. There's a shop called Saltworks. And they do some really kick-ass work. If you check them on Instagram, the Suburban is super sick. If I remember correctly, it was a 54. Yep, so he's got the old Florida tag, which is blue. It has the yellow coloring for the numbers. It's got the old tag toppers. You don't see those anymore, Mike. That was like a really cool thing. Those go for a lot of money on eBay, depending on the different ones. But what do you think of when you see something like this? You thinking of Mayberry or what?
Well, Andy Griffin is not sitting in the front of it, so no, definitely not thinking of that. I'm thinking this bitch is laid out and it's badass. Like we said earlier, anything that's laid out and laid out on the ground is definitely cool as shit. And once again, we got some more white walls. And this damn thing, it was actually at Slamfest last year. Met the guy, and really cool guy. And of course, like you said, Saltworks is there in Sarasota, and they definitely do it up, and they do it up right.
They do, and when I saw it recently, and I think this is in the back, he's got luggage, but there's a company out there that takes old luggage and they make it into a speaker box. So that's a pretty cool thing. He had it in the rear seat last time I saw it. It's in the back now. He's got, of course, an older cooler in there. Also, he's got the hubcaps, I think, are from a Cadillac because they have the emblem in the middle. Again, paint is sick. It's laid out as it can be. Interior super clean. I mean, you see something like this, man, and it just makes you want to go home and work on it, wrench on something, bro.
Dude, it's flawless. And the best thing about it is it's pretty much back to stock, original, and it's laid out. And all your chrome fittings, chrome trim, everything's polished on this damn thing, and it's show ready, baby.
That it is. Well, it's crazy to walk away from this, and you look on one side, you see the old MIC dually that was, of course, refreshed by Gas Monkey Garage. Super sick. Dave Shulman owns that. And then you come over to the left, and you see his rig that was built by Fat Fabs. It's next to, I think this was Matt Holden's former
yes.
F-150. Dave's F-350, the Aluma Duty, looks amazing. I took some cool photos of it earlier. Believe it or not, I believe this is the first time I'm seeing it in person. You know, he's got a little bit of a custom touch on the interior with the seats redone. And then you look at the rear setup. I mean, he's set up for a gooseneck. The bed looks good. The wheel tabs look good. I mean, it's hard to believe this is a brand new truck.
Dude, this is already an $80,000 truck. It's the Platinum Series, and then he takes it. I can only imagine, which I don't even care because the damn thing looks badass. And, hey, if you got it, put it out there and you get it done, man. You flaunt it, baby. And he definitely is doing that, and he's definitely doing it right because this thing is sweet, absolutely sweet. And precious metal, you can't go wrong there. And if you know Dave, you know exactly what that precious metal stands for. And this thing's laid out, and it looks damn good.
And I just recently noticed, I would have assumed someone else made that badge, but I believe, and I could be wrong because I'm not looking at my phone right now, I think it was Bob Ball that did that. He does a lot of work. That's a cool little, you know, touch. Again, when you look at it, the truck looks 100% factory. I know a lot of work on the wheel tubs inside the bed, but they did a damn good job making it look so stock that, I mean, whether you're a football player, you're a casual, you know, a showgoer, I mean, you look at this and you just pretty much drop your jaw.
Yeah, and it is definitely a jaw dropper. That's for damn sure.
Well, every time these new Chevy trucks, we're going to kind of twist around here, and there's two. There's a red and black truck. Every time these new body style trucks come out, we always hear a lot of negative comments like, oh, Chevy doesn't know what they're doing. They're ugly. Well, Mike, it doesn't matter, man. Once they're on the ground, I believe this one doesn't have the full extended rear doors. Remember, they used to do extended cabs a lot. Now the rear doors are a little shorter, which to me has kind of a sporty look. I like it.
Yep.
Interior's done. Then you got the black one. You can't really judge a book by its cover because once you see a rendering and you see someone build one of these on the ground, it makes you just go, yeah, I want all the creature comforts too.
Yes. Well, we're definitely standing right now. We're standing in front of Ricky May, his truck. And he actually had a little mishap at the last show that he went to. I believe it was Scraping the Coast, if I'm not mistaken. And he's got the new front end completely redone.
The new.
And it's even newer than what it was before. But
it's
the
like
truck
2020, dude.
The truck is definitely is looking right. That's for damn sure. And it's parked right next to a black one. And actually, the factory front end is on that black one. And you can definitely tell the difference between the two. That's for damn sure. So, Ricky, man, you're doing it up, and you're doing it up right, brother.
Now, this the Apache truck. So, Mike, we were getting ready to come over and look at the Apache. Just really quick, the owner just shut the hood. Give us your name, man.
My name's David Phillips.
David Phillips. And what's your Instagram handle? We see you on there.
It's MERD969.
All right. So, MERD969, we'll give you a shout out. This red Apache is a 56. It's got what's also mostly mentioned as the big back window, yeah. Right? It's got this sick interior in it. Tell us a little bit about the truck.
It's got complete custom frame, C4 Corvette front rear suspension, Z06 brake, big brakes front and rear. full Accurair E-Level kit, 400 small block, you know, TV, DVD, full stereo.
Well, you talk about all that stuff, but what made you want to go with this red? Because this red just makes it stand out and pop just that much more, man.
Man, red, I've been wanting a red one for a long time, and the opportunity came up. So I'm like, you know what? Let's shave a bunch of stuff off, make it look slick and clean, and let's go with the red. So red with tan interior, can't go wrong with it.
Now, who did the work for you? Is this something you did yourself, or did you have a shop do it for you?
No, I had multiple shops. I had Interworks down in Sarasota do all the interior and assembly. RC Customs over in Pinellas Park did the paint work and some of the body work. Those are the main two shops. So,
and I always like to point out, because a lot of people think a plan comes together, and that's, you know, Papa Smurf used to always say, I love it when a plan comes together. I did see that you had a little bit of a hiccup, but it didn't derail you at all. You didn't get discouraged. Was it something with the transmission or something?
I had to have the transmission fully rebuilt right before scraping. So I
basically kept on trucking.
Well, I basically burned it up somehow, and I got it rebuilt the week prior to scraping, then loaded it up and took it out there. So,
well, what's kind of one of the last questions I have, and I'll see if Mike has anything else. What's one of your favorite mods on this truck or favorite aspects of it?
Probably, man, I don't know. Probably there's a lot to like. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to like about it. But
I think the interior for me, man.
The interior is so clean. We wanted to do something that was modern, but also we wanted to keep that old truck look too. So we didn't want to I say we didn't want to get too crazy with it, but that's an understatement. But you know, we want to keep it clean, keep a lot of the original aspects to it, but we wanted something nice and clean on the inside. So,
well, he's got the homie Custom Car Show Productions Scraping the Coast decal still on it. Of course, shout out to Lone Star Throwdown. They keep doing their thing. Love the truck. Thank you for your time, brother. And, hey, we wish you continued success. We'll see you at SlamFest. I know that.
I will be there. I'm already registered, and I'll be there. So,
yes, sir. Hey, thank you so much, bro, and thank you for following us. So we're gonna kind of wind it down, but, you know, we can't not, I guess I recently said that again, that was double negative. We can't miss out on crew cut. A lot of people didn't really like the wheels that Gas Monkey had cut for it. I really did. Kind of keeps the old school look. I mean, that's my opinion. The paint looks great. Mike, what's your thought on this thing, man?
Dude, it's a fucking classic, dude. It is an absolute classic. And like I said earlier, I'm just glad to see it here in Florida. And just to see it out here at a show where we can just walk up to it. I mean, you've seen it on TV for all the time that they did the thing that they did there. And it is absolutely – everybody, oh, Gas Monkey did this and Gas Monkey did that. Whatever Gas Monkey did, they fucking did it right, because this thing looks absolutely beautiful. Sitting here right in front of me right now.
Yeah, we you know, we wouldn't be doing it justice if we didn't talk about the Hydraholics. Such a good dude, man. We always tag him. He tags us as well. Dave told me that he enjoys driving this. As I mentioned, we slapped hands with him earlier. I've mentioned this before. I love the newer dash. You know, it gives it the kind of a newer refresh, which was, you know, what Gas Monkey was going for. I think they did it justice. I like the interior. Again, it gives it a modern look. And, you know, I salute Dave for putting his money where his mouth is, buying this thing, enjoying it. And I mentioned earlier, Mach 1 did some cool photos of it, so I'd like to reshare some of those, Mike.
No, absolutely. And I thought was pretty cool the other day is him and the family. I seen the post the other day. Him and the family went and got ice cream. And when they went and got ice cream, the kids, Dad, I want to take it, crew cut. So him and the whole family took crew cut, went out and got ice cream. That was really cool. It was cool to go see.
It was, man. If this truck doesn't bring a smile to your face, I don't know what will. It's got a huge, I think he said earlier, and I could be saying this wrong, I think it was a 400 horsepower motor. I mean, it's a huge motor. We're going to have Dave on soon, talk about the beginnings with Acrophobia. We'll talk about the truck. We'll talk about some of the endeavors that he's got going on. And, man, I tell you what, it just looks damn good. And it even looks better when it's nice, nice weather out. You know, he doesn't have to worry about the rain, because obviously this thing is a full-time convertible. You know what I mean? So what do you think about your dad's new truck, man? You guys went to get ice cream the other day, I heard.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was very cool?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing when you ride in this truck?
I get to see cool cars.
Get to see? Yeah, do people give you thumbs up and take pictures of it and stuff?
Yeah.
Is that pretty cool?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we like your shirt. It's Gas Monkey Garage, and it has your dad's truck on it.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Tell everybody what your name is.
My name is Bryce Shulman.
And who's your daddy?
David Shulman.
And who's your daddy the president of?
Cars?
What's the name of the club?
Acrophobia.
He's the president of Acrophobia, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Mike, the C-30 dually that I gave, that I was giving props to him earlier, you know, what's crazy is, I guess, it's hard to talk shit about a burnout because here's the thing. We all love them. There is a time and a place. But I tell you what, whether we know it's a bad thing for a show, everybody pulls their fucking phone, their phones out.
And they record it.
And they're Snapchatting or recording. So, you know, you got some guys cheering on, and then that's fuel to the guy in the truck. But it was kind of a lame burnout, to be honest. I don't know what they were cheering about.
Well, Jay, with that being said, there is a time and there is a place. And that place is going to be Slamfest 27. The burnout contest is back. So hopefully that guy knows that, and he comes up and shows up at Slamfest, and he burns it up at Slamfest.
Yeah, with his Cummins C30.
Exactly.
It's Shay, right? I met Shay earlier. Shay's going to come on. We shared the video earlier of her car, so that's going to be a cool interview. We love, you know, we always rep that hashtag women of the scene, and, you know, that's what it's about. It's not just a man's world. It's a woman's world, too. You know what I mean? Shay knows what's up. Shay knows what's up.
Shay is definitely down. That's for damn sure. She's got a cool-ass car.
Yeah, I did want to see if, I was going to see if there's a guy named Sean, if we could get him. There's Jay. Jay, peace out, brother. I missed you, but be good. Hey, say what up on the podcast.
What up, Florida?
Hey, what's your Instagram?
NC Hollywood.
Stay Hollywood, y'all. Be good.
All right.
So really quick, we got Jameel, and we've got the homie from Underground Styles.
You know it.
I want to keep saying something else, but it's Underground Styles. Yep. Jameel, what's going down, bro?
City boy for show in the building. Holla at your boy.
What's hey, cracking? Man. You know what? One thing we are about is hip-hop. One thing we're not about is mumble what?
Mumble rap.
No way. We do not want it. Hey, we need to have Jameel on again because I tell you what, he's opinionated. I love it. And that's what America is about. We all have our opinions.
Let me tell you something. If I could bust a freestyle right now and get paid $100 million, and I'd be able to leave the post office because that's who they're paying nowadays, any bum off the street. I'm just saying that for the record. You can holler at me if you got something to say about that. If the you know anything about beatboxing, you can't tell me nothing about hip-hop. Holler at your boy.
I tell you what, I was watching on, of all channels, VH1 last night. They do a good job of representing hip-hop is 45. And actually on Instagram, I think they said today or yesterday was the 45th anniversary, I think, of Kool Herc, his original house party, I think in the Bronx.
The Bronx with the big speakers in the back of the Cadillac.
Dude, if it wasn't for him and what New York
did. Two dope boys in a Cadillac.
Oh, dude, man. Hey, remember when Andre 3000 said, we're from the South, and you know the South's got something to say.
We got something to say, man.
That anniversary was just recently, too, man.
Come on, man.
Some people say the day hip-hop, because remember when Suge goes, if you want to be on the videos.
Executive producers in the videos. Come to death row.
And then even Snoop jumped up. He was like, oh, stop. And I was like, uh-oh.
Y'all don't like Dr. Dre? Y'all don't like Snoop Dogg?
What? Y'all don't like the dog pound?
Y'all like the dog pound?
Correct.
We know where we at.
But listen, man, I tell you what, hip-hop has come a long way. Jameel, it's always cool kicking it with you, man, because, again, you're very opinionated. But I tell you what.
Try to keep it 100, brother. Man.
I was rolling to work the other day. I was at a stoplight, and I saw one of your posts of the homie Paul's Isuzu Space Cab.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reminded me, man, when you follow City Boy, just type CITIBOI on Instagram.
The number four.
Number four. I'm saying this truthful. You go to a lot of shows, and it would be hard-pressed to find someone that's more passionate about taking all these photos. And over the years, I mean, literally – nothing against, because I reshare a lot of stuff, but you're at these shows and you're taking a lot of these photos, and you got a damn good archive.
I appreciate that, man.
We see it.
It's for the culture, brother. It's for the culture. You got to love of the game, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I've been, like, our interview, real quick, little side note, Mini Trucking has done more for me in my personal life than I could possibly do for Mini Trucking. And I appreciate every single person that is involved. Everything that they bring to the table. It's a family. It's a family affair, man.
Tell me about your pops. You told me a few months back that your pops got a chance to listen to it.
Yes.
I mean, that's cool, man. We love to be able to bring and highlight someone like yourself.
Nothing that I do as far as Mini Trucking makes sense to anybody in my family. So you kind of have to explain it in elementary terms, your role. Because nobody's mechanically inclined in my family. Nobody likes paint. rims. They figure you get a truck, you buy wood from Home Depot, and you take it to the job site.
That's, right, right.
That's their function for
right.
a truck.
Everybody's got a profession.
So when I got a chance to introduce my dad to the podcast and he got to hear it, it was almost bringing tears to our eyes to see something come of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, this passion is actually doing something. And I'm not doing it to be fame or anything like that. I just love
yep.
this. You know what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, it's cool when we can kind of wrap it up with a bow on it and for someone to go like, okay,
yeah.
I kind of see I see that, you know, you're recognized and,
it's
you know, you're passionate about it.
It's starting to make sense to them. It's starting to make sense. It's not just guys hanging out at McDonald's or something. Like, this is a thing that people do, man. You
think,
know?
Think about in the 80s when these skateboarders were like, you know, mom and dad, I'm going to be a skateboarder. And they're going, listen,
yeah.
you need to get your education,
yeah.
get
yeah.
your ass to college.
Yes.
And someone like Tony Hawk and Pal Peralta in the 70s.
Matt Hoffman they built getting on a bike, jumping.
Empires.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it didn't make sense to the person that bought him his first bike. It made no sense to him.
We just saw Dave roll out in crew cut. Imagine Sean Mahaney, you know, circa 94, 95, starting that build, you know, whatever year it was, with Westside. And for that truck to live all these years in a new 2.0, it was on TV.
It's a new era
now
truck.
It's in Florida from west
yes,
to east, dog.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Listen.
From Ice Cube to Rakim, listen. All the way down to your boy Ricky Rose. You know, Ross. You know what I mean? Well, it's good. Well, you know what? We're going to chop it up with the homie real quick, too. Mitch, if you're not following Mitch
hey, what's
from
up, man?
Underground Styles.
Yeah,
so,
what's up, man?
What's up, man? So, hey, Underground Styles.
Thanks, man. Underground
what is
Styles.
That about
well,
on Instagram?
Dude, when I first started it, I was like, I really wanted to have something to express my designs and the love for what I liked. And then, to me, I always kind of felt like the underdog or like the less popular style. So, kind of just went with Underground, and it just went from there, you know? Like, I think it was probably maybe a month before I started posting up my first Euro lowriders and custom compacts and mini trucks, and, man, it just took off. And that's what I love. I kind of want to bring people to remember, hey, there's more to the old styles. Kind of bring some of that new styling back in, you know?
I recently gave you a shout-out, but it's good to sync up. It's the first time I get a chance to meet you. If you just go on our Instagram profile and you click on, I think it's that middle or that third option across the middle, you'll see the photos that we're quote-unquote tagged in. So you tag us in a lot, but I think it's just Underground Styles. Is there any dot in there?
It's undergroundstyles.us. I mean, when I first started it was a lot of Japanese influence, and it's still there because, I mean, if you look into, like, Japan now, Japan still has the 80s and the 90s style cars and the mini trucks, you know. They've always respected that. So that's kind of what I like to do, and it's just like, you know, here attending my first show, representing my page. I love it, man. So seeing everybody's awesome.
Hey, well, I tell you what, man. Keep doing your thing. We appreciate you taking a minute to kind of chat with us, and like to do a little spotlight on you real soon, bro.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. No doubt. I appreciate that, dude. I really appreciate it, man.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, homie.
So, hey, as we transition from Underground Styles, I want to give a quick shout out to the homie that shows a lot of love on Instagram. You're a good dude. You're a hustler. I mentioned many, I don't know, months ago, I cannot believe, like, I was in Tennessee coming home from Michigan area, and you text me and go, yo, you headed south with Lincoln. What's up, Greg?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, give everyone your Instagram handle.
Dude, I'm GregDD82 on Instagram right now, but that's soon to change. I'm going to start blowing up my upholstery deal.
Good, good. So you recently took a new gig, and
yeah.
you're kind of doing some stitching.
Yeah,
and
I just,
that's going to open up, I'm sure, additional doors, but right now you're hustling.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get my name out there, trying to make a name for myself.
Tell us a little bit about where you moved from and where you're at now. Did you have to move states, cities?
Yeah, I left West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm now up in the Atlanta area.
Okay.
Fuck
that traffic.
So
no.
It's a better location. It's more centrally located. Can hit up more shows, and people don't want to drive 6 hours just to get to me in South Florida. 6 hours for me now is, you know, it's a much better deal.
Yeah,
so.
And you're still here. You still came to this show. Like, you're not like, hey, man, I'm out Florida.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm still Florida.
Yeah, FLA,
so,
man,
I mean,
old
I'll,
school abbreviation.
I'm repping Florida all the time.
You're also repping Camp and Drag because you were there. I love the design.
Oh,
dude, man, I wish I could have got that design first. But nah, man, the homie, he's doing good shit.
This is my first year at Camp and Drag.
Tell us a little bit about it, too.
And I tell you what, it was wet. it was wet, and I still wouldn't have traded it for the world. It was a lifetime experience. If it's one of those shows that if you've never been, you got to go at least once. And if you're close enough, you go once, you'll never miss it again.
Sick, dude. Sick. Well, Greg, it's always cool, man. Again, thanks for, I mean, you show us a lot of love on the podcast page, Lincoln Addict.
Yeah, of course. And,
you know, we want to repay you, man, because, dude, you help keep the scene going. You keep hustling,
you
and we
can,
see
man.
Your work, bro.
Thank
so
you.
Follow
Appreciate
him
it.
One more time. What's your Instagram handle?
GregDD82.
82. So that's the year you're born, right? That's a good
Hell
year.
Yeah, man.
Hells yeah. He's a little younger than me. He's younger
I'm
than.
I'm
that
I'm
was
young,
a good
but
year,
I'm OG.
Though.
I've been in the game. I've been in the truck since 98.
Hell yeah. I mean, that's about when I got in, and yeah. I went and traded for the world, man. I love the scene. Love being able to come out here to Ace Cafe Orlando for the Orlando Memorial Cruise. So thanks again, Greg.
Oh, thank you, dude. I appreciate what you guys do for the scene, and I support it every way I can.
0 to 100 real quick.
Oh,
you know
hell
what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's rocking that low label, one of our homies. So, you know, Randy.
The
Rand
Plan.
Rand Plan.
The Rand Plan.
That guy's a hustler, too.
Oh, he's
More
out there
than Larry
hustling
Flint.
His game. He's always hustling.
Yeah, man. Well, Mike, anything else that you want to share before we kind of wrap up for episode 79, which, damn, 79 was a good year, too.
79, I would think I was two at that time. So, yes, thanks, appreciate it. And, no, it's just good to be able to come out here every year and hang out with all the homies, and especially my fellow mailman.
Group hugs.
And big group hugs. And his
snap.
Mom's a postmaster. I mean, fucking, we got the mailman Uh-oh. Bloodlines going. Postal service in the
oh,
house.
Oh, snap.
It's all
go
good.
Postal on me.
No. Definitely will not. Yeah, definitely will not go postal. That's for damn sure. But, dude, we get paid way too much money for what we do. I ain't going to tell nobody that. I think I just did, but
yeah, well, that's what happened to GM, because I remember hearing some of their pension plans and stuff. It's like, you make how much and you don't work anymore? I mean, I know you hustle for like 30 years and stuff, but I'm like, damn, no wonder those brand new trucks be costing so much. No wonder those stamps be going up. Stamps on the rise.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
And you got benefits and stuff.
Hey, and now it's not even considered the post office anymore. It's fucking Amazon, and Amazon.
Jeff Bezos in the house.
Because I tell you what, they have taken over the damn postal service, and it's damn Amazon now. So don't.
Hey, but yes, you know, but yes, you know what? I'll be taking my parts on. I go on Sunday delivery. Hell to the yeah!
I mean, that's good, because us regulars don't have to worry about that shit on Sunday. So it's all good. It's all good.
Yep.
That's for those noobs.
And all these really quick on that. All these people were freaking out. They're like, I would never let them open my front door. With, you know, if you have the Amazon lock, or I would never let them open my trunk. And I'm thinking, my buddy works at FedEx. Yeah, FedEx. And I tell you what, they are running so fast, they don't have time to be looking at what's in your trunk. I mean, dude, if I want my parts, I'd be like, look, pop, lock, and drop, or whatever.
All
drop
right,
my
well,
shit.
I'm not going to say this, but I'm going to go ahead and say this. There's a whole lot of customers that I know a lot more about them than they need to be worried about than me just opening up their front door. Because, believe me.
They got some of them brown boxes with no labels and shit.
You ain't got none to worry about, because I can tell you this. There's a lot of times when I know their garage door codes, I know their alarm codes, know all kinds of codes to get in the damn house
Social
anyway.
Security codes.
Yeah, we know all that
codes.
Shit. Yeah.
Summertime in the LBC, what?
I got a sign on one of my houses that says, if don't answer the door, come around to the pool. So I come around to the pool one time, old lady's topless, and I was like, that's it, no more. No more going around to the pool.
F this,
no
I'm out.
There's not enough eye bleach.
That was the last time I went around to the pool. Notice left. You come pick that shit up at the post office.
Speaking of when we were having dinner, I won't say his name, but he was showing me some stuff. I was like, how do I like get the Ben and Black to come with that little thing that like zips my brain? Because I'm like, dude, I need one of those.
Don't want to see
that. Please,
Jamil. Not want to see that. It's done. It's over.
So, all right. But, hey, Mike. Episode 79, it's a wrap. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Bi-weekly, we dropped the Monday.
Yes,
Mike
yes.
calls it Mini Truck and what?
Mini Truck and motherfucking Monday.
But the hashtags, it's on the rise. It is, man.
And hey.
We got them all going, Tony.
If all three of you guys listen, y'all know what's coming next. Airhead Nation,
we out here. Peace.
See ya.
Peace out, Vic. Yo, so hey, it's ODB. Appreciate y'all listening to the Orlando Memorial Cruise 2018. Big ups to Tony Rispoli and Bill for continuing to put on the event. Want to just say, make sure you check out Scraping the Coast and Sicknick. Can't wait for Sicknick, August 25th and 26th at the Lamar Dixon Expo Center. SparklesDetail.com. Make sure when you're at one of these shows and you see Sparkles Detail booth, you roll up and buy some Croftgate products. Hammered Weekend Wear. That's H-A-M-M-E-R-D, weekendwear.com. Make sure you check them out. Order some threads. All Time Low Magazine. That's ATLmagazine.com. Make sure you got your subscription in. Hey, got to make sure that you're spreading the word with all the homies and chicas. You want to make sure that they know they need to be ordering individual issues or subscribing via ATLmagazine.com. Big ups to Vieira Corp, Morgan Hernandez and the whole crew. Also, Grindr TV. Make sure you follow and subscribe on YouTube. Just want to say we at you. And oh yeah, episode 80 is coming on Friday with Carrie Iacino. Y'all be good.
What you gonna do when shit hits the fan? Are you gonna stand and fight like a man? And show us you're as hard as you say you are. Are you gonna run and go get your bodyguard?
Niggas is so gangster, niggas is thugs. Niggas will spend their whole life peddling drugs, slanging dope in hopes of one day being able to own their own label and give the game up. Some niggas came up, some just didn't. It's just the way it is. If it ain't meant, it just isn't. Some niggas will get money and pay niggas to back them so they can act up, feel comfortable and rap tough. And that's ass backwards, cause them niggas just gon' keep coming back. And that's when extortion happens. You struggle to get free. I know how this shit be. You give anything to live legitimately, but you will find if you do get in this industry, it's best to do business with me than against me. Niggas get behind mics and ain't even MCs. Niggas get on MTV just to dish me. This shit don't even piss me off. I'm laughing all the way to the bank, watching you satellite from a Bentley. You niggas ain't even got a car. You're so far under my radar, I don't even know who the fuck you are. To tell you to suck my dick while I'm pissing, I don't even listen to your shit to know who the fuck I'm dissing. And media just feeds into these fumes, trying to add fuel to the fire. This little nigga Jabul talking about he's gonna slap me. Nigga, please, you gotta jump and swing up to hit me in the knees. I laugh at these magazines when they interview them. All they doing is making fake threats to us through them. And pussy, you're not Pac, I knew him. Pac was a real nigga, you just a fucking insult to him. It's too bad we had to fall out before he passed, cause if he could see this shit now, he'd be whooping your ass. You talking to a pioneer who engineered this shit for 19 years. Who you got in your ear? I ain't even gotta say it, the fans know. Cause trying to be tough, nigga, you look like an asshole.
What you gonna do when shit hits the fan? Are you gonna stand and fight like a man? Will you be as hard as you say you are? Are you gonna run and go get your bodyguard? Said, what you gonna do when shit hits the fan? Are you gonna stand and fight like a man? And show us you're as hard as you say you are? Are you gonna run and go get your bodyguard?
They say, why don't we increase the peace? The only peace increase is that which deletes your peeps. Cause niggas run miles, but they don't run streets to that 4-5 or cease of speech. Yeah, it's a shame how the beef would creep. Could've reached your peak, now you're left with a horrible leap. I'm trying to be as bleak with my speech as possible, just in case a nigga try to throw me an obstacle. Nigga, I'm not boxing you, I'm hospitable. I put you in a hospital, that's how I get at you. Let the doc op on you, he don't rid you. You back on them streets, I send another hit at you. This is not a hypocritical issue. I will critical condition your tissue. Give a fuck if all 10 of them with you. I throw an extra 10 of them missiles. Turn gangsters into gentlemen.
Ficko.
And ever since Eminem dissed you, I swear I see the women and bitching you. All this bickering back and forth over who signs who. Curtis pulled your skirt up, nigga, you got murdered. Now take it like a man and shake it off. Damn! And quit telling all these magazines your plans. How you gon' slap up my mans, you fictious? Nigga, we sit stand and come murder your bitches.
What you gonna do when shit hits the fan? Are you gonna stand and fight like a man? Will you be as hard as you say you are? Are you gonna run and go get your bodyguard? Said, what you gonna do when shit hits the fan? Are you gonna stand and fight like a man? And show us you're as hard as you say you are?